Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England backed up a strong batting performance with an incisive bowling effort to leave India under huge pressure following day two of the fourth and final test in Nagpur. Half centuries from Joe Root, Matthew Prior and Graham Swan hauled England up to a score of 330 before three wickets from James Anderson reduced India to 87 for four at stumps. Root made 73, Prior 57 and Swan's 56 was his first half century since 2009, and although Peewish Chawla finished with 4 for 69, India were up against it as England defied a slow pitch to make an excellent score considering they were 134 for 5 on day 1 when Root and Prior came together. India then immediately lost Virender Sehwag to Anderson, who went on to also bowl Sachin Tendulkar for 2, and have Gautam Gambhir caught behind as England assumed a dominant position. England lead the series 2-1 and need only to draw to claim a first series win in India since 1985. Half centuries for David Warner, Phil Hughes and Michael Clarke helped Australia close the opening day of the first test against Sri Lanka in Hobart on 299 for 4. Warner made 57, Hughes 86 on his comeback to the side at number 3, and Clarke continued his good vein of form with 70 not out. Sri Lanka had Hughes caught behind off a no ball, and Chanakawela Gadara was the only bowler in the wickets, the left armer taking 3 of them as Warner was run out by Angelo Matthews and Tilakarani Dilshan. Australia women levelled their one-day international series with New Zealand women after winning the second game in Sydney by 4 wickets. Batting first, New Zealand posted 288 for 6, thanks to Amy Satterthwaite's 109, but Australia passed their score in 46.4 overs after openers Meg Lanning and Rachel Haynes both scored half centuries. It proved to be a bittersweet day for Satterthwaite, whose maiden ODI century wasn't quite enough to lift her side to victory in another high-scoring match. Lanning made 72 and Haynes 70, but Australia still needed an unbeaten 51 from Sarah Coit to get them over the line. That was her maiden ODI half century. The third game in the four-match series takes place on Monday.